going. Come on, we're going to load up in the minivan. It's Bob Seger, Silver Bullet Band, who wants to go out to Fire Lake. We'll visit with Uncle Joe. You know Uncle Joe, he's one afraid to cut the cake. I don't know why he was afraid. When they ask him, he goes, I don't know why I'm afraid. I'm just afraid to cut the cake. I don't know, something might be in there. I don't know, like icing or something, or cream. Sunshine today with a high 88, clear tonight, low 69. Tomorrow, sunshine 89. 71 now, 71 at the world-famous Eiffel Tower. It's 68 in Novice. Thank you guys so much for making us number one on the kick-ass meter in Novice. Whether a service of Shackleford Insurance, get the protection your family needs. Whether it's home, auto, or life insurance, start saving some money in the process. You can visit them online, shackins.com. See what's trending on the big bad internet this morning. Jennifer Aniston was talking to ABC TV. She says she's not going to attend the Emmys on Sunday. Reason? Because coronavirus. Because I just don't want to go. The Blast says that Britney Spears has deactivated her Instagram. A source tells website she's happy. She's in a happy place. And she's in a great place. And silence can be a very powerful thing and a powerful message. Thank you, Britney Spears. The world was a better place because you're in it. Britney Spears. Fast and Furious star Jordana Brewster has gotten engaged. Let's see. Japan's Tanaka Kane is now the world's oldest person. She's 118. And she says the key to her long life is chocolate and Coca-Cola. So what? There you go. Plus, she went out to Uncle Joe's with her birthday cake, had 118 candles on it, and Joe said, I'm afraid to cut that thing, my burner. let's see, what else? Chicago's Heritage Restaurant and Caviar Bar has created a sour cream and cheddar potato chip ice cream. The topping costs $23. Let's see, McLernan County, Texas. Has gone viral. They got a because they are paying students to get vaccinated. The school is giving out $25 gift cards if students get vaccinated at their clinics. And a sequel to Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger's movie Twins is in development. There you go. And some sad news this morning. Of course, you probably have heard. Norm Macdonald has passed away at the age of 61.
Our next guest, very talented actor, nobody funnier, ladies and gentlemen, Norm Macdonald.
With stand-up comedy, the most important thing in live performance is interacting with the audience.
Hey, this occurred to me today. ID. There's a strange abbreviation when you think about it. I is short for I. And then D is short for identification.
Art is open to interpretation. Stand-up comedy is not. You have to have that same noise from every single person in the audience.
He goes to Alcoholics Anonymous and he says, I am an alcoholic, you know? Which I know does not sound that anonymous. And what better way to keep a secret when you think about it than tell a room full of drunks?
Me and Norm, when we did Billy Madison, I said I would tell.
Yeah.
Well, this is great. When I graduated first grade, all my father did was tell me to get a job.
As an actor, it's hard, I've heard. But I had a TV show once, Norm. I played Norm. That was the one time I was not funny.
One of the funniest guys around, Norm Macdonald.
Norm Macdonald passing away at the age of 61. He had cancer. So sad to hear that. And that's what's trending this morning on the Big Bad Internet. Coming up 7 minutes, Bob Zaney on the show.
The Dirt Man.
On K-Bus.
101.9.
On the I never cried.
And it's Alice Cooper on the bus, and I never cry. I never cry, baby. I never do. 6:23 this morning on the program. Hanging with the Dirt Man this morning on the bus. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome to the show Bob Zaney.
Good morning, Dirt Man. Go to drybarcomedy.com. Download the app using the promo code Bob Zaney. Save some cash. Watch a lot of great comedians, including myself and my official account now, 2+ million views.
Oh, my God. Congratulations, man.
Not
congratulations.
Bad. Huh?
Not bad. Not bad at all. Not bad at all. 2 million.
McDonald's will start selling a vegan burger in Ireland called the McPlant Burger, made with pea protein. It will appear on the menu as the number one. Las Vegas, Nevada. Police arrested a man accused of running over his girlfriend's other boyfriend. Officials say this is the first known case of a thrumple gone wrong. Thrumple. And scientists have observed a butterfly stabbing a caterpillar and sucking their guts out.
Ooh. Oh, God.
Or as I like to call it, cutting out the middleman, baby. Mercari.com, Dirt Man, Mercari.com. I have a store there at Bob Zaney. Find it. And a lot of great stuff there. Comic books, trading cards, showbiz memorabilia, even my T-shirts, Eat Salmon, The Other Pink Meat, Wake Me If You're Horny. A lot of great stuff.
Cool.
You ready to go back in time and revisit the past Zaney Report, Joe?
I'm ready, man. I'm ready.
May 30th, 2012. This is interesting. Dateline Buffalo, New York. A man plunged 180 feet over Niagara Falls and survived.
Mm.
Third person ever to do this. And here's the weird part. His name was Roland Barrel. On that Twitter, Bob Zaney. Zaney Bob on that Instagram. And you're all over that social media.
Hey, Dareman 1019 on the Twitter. I'll be on Facebook in 7 days.
What's new?
Yeah.
Until next week, baby.
The Dirt Man.
On KBUS
1019.
Online at KBUS1019.com.
KBUS.
And live all the time on your smart device.
The Golden Rule. We all hear about it, but do you really know what it is? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. At Paris Air Conditioning, that's how we do business. We treat our customers the way we would want to be treated. Don't let some out-of-towner, fly-by-night scam artist take your money and leave you with a busted unit.
Paris Air Conditioning, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent dealer. 3460 Pine Mill Road.
Paris Air Conditioning, keep your cool.
Time once again for the 12th annual Paris Lamar County Habitat for Humanity Redneck Golf Open. It's coming Saturday, September 18th at Pine Ridge Golf Course. Many sponsorships available and teams will be filling up fast. The cost is $300 per team and $350 with shirts. This year, there'll be new redneck holes where anything can happen. Register as soon as possible. All the money will help build, repair, and paint homes. When we started this, God commanded us to serve other people, and it's a great way for you to do just that. If you don't know what to do, we...
Check. K-Bus. K-Bus.
Yep. Good morning.
What can I do for you, man?
Hey, 7 days, huh?
7 days what? Oh, yeah, I'll be out of Facebook. Yeah.
Well, you lucky dog. I'm out 30, so don't feel bad.
Okay. I won't, man. Just disagree with people. What can I do for you?
Oh, not much, man. I'm just giving you a hard time.
All right, buddy. Thanks, man. It's magic, man. It is Triumph on the Bus, 6:34 this morning of the program. See who's having a birthday today, September the 15th, 2021. Man, where has this year gone? Tom Hardy celebrating today, 44. Diana Lohan, 59. Is that Lindsay's mom? I think it is. She's 59 today. That's pretty young, man. Maybe it's not her mom. I don't know. Just a name like Lohan. I could be completely wrong. I don't know. It's not the first time. Dan Marino, 60 today. Seattle Seahawks head coach Pete Carroll, 70. Tommy Lee Jones, 75 today. Oliver Stone, 75. And Prince Harry is celebrating his 37th birthday today.
And now a star is born. On September 15th, 1984, the world welcomed little baby Prince Harry.
Congratulations, it's a healthy baby prince. What's the matter? Don't you want to be a prince? I don't get it. Who wouldn't want to be a prince?
Prince Harry, a star is born.
Seriously, who wouldn't want to be, right? Prince Harry. All right, if you're having a birthday, happy birthday to you. Let's get a check on news, Dave Kirkpatrick.
The Texas Association of Business.
I didn't understand you. You can't mean that. Oh, now, baby.
It is Ray Charles on the bus. I can't believe we even had that. I had to look for that one, man. Ray Charles at the road jack. Probably get a phone call from the program director. What you doing, man? What are you playing that for? 641 this morning on the program, hanging out with the Dirtman. What is this that I hear? Taco Bell has got a taco subscription. You can buy it through Amazon for $5 a month, and it's unlimited tacos at Taco Bell. Well, in some places, 10, depending on where you are. You get to test all the new tacos for 30 days, and then I guess you pay another $5. I don't know. That's crazy, man. So you get a subscription to tacos. Man, you really got to love tacos. Of course, there may be side effects. We don't know.
Attention taco lovers. Taco Bell is offering a subscription service so you can enjoy more of what you love for less.
So it's like Netflix, but for tacos?
Exactly.
Did I die and go to heaven?
Nope. But speaking of death, side effects of the Taco Bell subscription may include obesity, clogged arteries, and IBS.
So I can eat Taco Bell every day and save money?
That's right. The only thing you wouldn't be saving is your heart and increased risk of diabetes.
Wow, Taco Bell subscription sounds like a cheesy dream come true.
For only $5 or $10 a month, you could jeopardize your health for life.
If that's not a good deal, I don't know what is.
Get your Taco Bell subscription today and up your chance that there will be no tomorrow.
Mmm, I can't wait to die doing what I love, eating fast food.
Oh, goodness. $5 to $10, man. All the tacos you want.
The Dirt Man.
It's a fantasy. Play us a tune, man. Make it sound really cool because we want to groove. Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
That is Traffic on the Bus. 7-Eleven this morning on the program. Steve Winwood's band. I think he was like 17 when he was in that thing. He had a couple of bands back then, man. Then he went solo. He would have done it quicker, but he was stuck in traffic. All right, that was cheesy, but I like it. Sunny today, 88, clear tonight, low 69, tomorrow sunshine, 89. You like it? Because you're going to love it, because it's going to happen for the next, I don't know, looks like 2 weeks, as far as I can see, on the forecast-o-mometer. I know that's not a thing, but you know what I'm saying? 71 now, 72 in the Eiffel Tower, 68 in Clarksville. Thank you guys so much for making us number one in the big city of Clarksville. And I think we reached down into the cab, too. Weather this morning is a service of Picker Self-Service Auto Parts. Save money on your auto parts by visiting Pickers in Reno. Picker Self-Service Auto Parts. For more information, visit them online at pickersreno.com. Yeah, they got pictures of the parts. All right, let's do some music news this morning. Former Journey lead singer Steve Perry is auctioning off his 1979 Mercedes convertible. Proceeds benefit the San Francisco Giant Community Fund. Steve is also throwing in a red tuxedo that was custom made for one of his concert appearances. Why? I have no idea. Why would he do something like that?
I don't care about it anymore, man. I just don't. Here, you can have it.
An unpublished song that John Lennon sang in 1970 is going to... An unpublished song that John Lennon sang in 1970 during a visit to Denmark is going to be auctioned off September 28th. It is expected to sell for as much as $47,000. The auction house says the tape is totally unique because it's a conversation. It took place after a press conference with the four schoolboys and some journalists. And John Lennon plays a few songs for them. So what? There you go, $47,000. You get that cassette tape. Ringo Starr was talking to BBC. He says the secret to looking good at 81 is blueberries and broccoli. He goes, I tend to work out and keep as busy as I can. I'm a vegetarian, which means he doesn't eat meat, folks. That's what it means, boys and girls. He says he eats lots of berries and fruits and lots of vegetables and lots of salads. Okay. Man, where I need a steak, I tell you. I guess I won't live to be 81. And if I do, I won't look good, right? According to Ringo. Jon Bon Jovi is going to be honored in November at New York's Salute to Freedom Gala.
He's going to receive a Lifetime Achievement Award for his work with Bon Jovi and the Bon Jovi Soul Foundation. He's done a lot of work for the low-income individuals and veterans, and they help them find affordable housing and shelter. Rolling Stones are turning their logo black in honor of the late Charlie Watts. The logo will debut next week when the band resumes touring. A source tells the newspaper they didn't want it to be, you know, a downer concert, but they did want to give him recognition. So they did that. Of course, they said, you know, the fans are coming out to have a good time, so we're going to honor Charlie with a black Rolling Stone logo. And let's see what else is going on this morning. Oh, yeah. Stevie Nicks still says that she did not get Lindsey Buckingham fired, and Lindsey keeps on about it, man. I mean, we could talk about this every day. It's like Lindsey says he wants it to end, but he always talks about it.
I don't think that Stevie understands, man. She got me fired.
Anyway, let's honor Stevie this morning with what the hell is she saying?
Stevie Nicks, the distinctive voice of Fleetwood Mac. Her style is unforgettable. Her lyrics, unintelligible. With all your favorite hits on one big album, it's Stevie Nicks. What the hell is she saying? Yes, all her classics are here. You'll get Me, Henry, and the incomparable Love. Inaudibility. This is Stevie Nicks at her most nebulous. Stevie Nicks, what the hell is she saying? Available now on Incoherent Records and Tapes.
Stevie Nicks. Oh, yeah. The first time I played that, people said it was funny. Second time I played it, said, man, that's hilarious. And the third time I played it, it's like, I can't get enough of it. It's awesome. Thanks, Dirt Man.
The Dirt Man.
On K-Bus.
101.9.
Online at KBUS1019.com.
KBUS.
And live all the time on your smart device.
Hi, John Matthews here for Matthews Honda and Nissan of Paris. Are you having problems finding the new vehicle you want? Why not consider a factory certified pre-owned? Shop